Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and a spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, Weeping on Our Journey Towards Hope.
One thing we know for sure today is that our world is weeping and desperate for hope. So, of course, our God is weeping and longing to restore our hope. Today's first reading for the Feast of Mary Magdalene comes from the Song of Songs, a series of love poems in which two lovers are united, then find themselves separated, now sought with tears, then found again. It is often spoken of as an elaborate allegory of the love story of God with his people, and can certainly be read today as God's love story with us in our search for hope. As we too experience disillusion, find ourselves weeping, then in time, hopefully, regaining the hope we have lost. The short extract in today's first reading speaks of the lover seeking the one her heart desires. As she seeks and loses hope, she rises from sleep and walks the city till the watchmen come upon her. Now we can well imagine how she feels as she asks with tears, "Have you seen the one my heart loves?" They have scarcely moved on when she finds her lover. This reading stands in perfect unison with today's Easter Gospel for the Feast of Mary Magdalene. Mary comes to the tomb on the first day of the week, early in the morning, and sees the stone of the tomb removed. She begins to weep when two angels ask her why she is weeping. This is followed by her response we know so well. "They have taken away my Lord." Then the one she thought was the gardener asks the same question, but adds the most important postscript. "Who are you looking for?" The rest of the story, we say, is history, as Mary recognizes Jesus when he calls her name. Both readings for today contain similar themes: searching, weeping, losing hope, finding, rejoicing, and above all, the similar theme of the search being for the beloved, the one in whom we find meaning and mercy, the one who is our hope of resurrection. So what of us today, as we hear the cries of the people for a listening heart, a sign of hope to bring peace? Do we have a name for the beloved we seek? People are crying out for mercy, the name Pope Francis has given to God. Yes, God longs to show mercy to the thousands who are weeping. Yet God has no face, no hands, no voice, no feet, no heart, except ours. How many people today are crying out like Mary Magdalene? "They have taken away my beloved, my father, my mother, my child, our land, our life resources, and we do not know where they have laid them." How can we give them hope? Mary Magdalene went and told the disciples she had seen the Lord and all the things he had told her. What things do we tell the people Jesus has told us? What do we say to the people who confide in us that they have lost hope, disillusioned, and ask us to pray for them? And what do we hear from the God of mercy when we pray? Gracious God, your only Son chose Mary Magdalene to be his first messenger of Easter hope and joy. By her prayers and example, may we proclaim the risen Christ and recognize him daily in the garden of our lives. Amen. Happy Feast of Mary Magdalene, especially to all Dominicans this day. Hallelujah.